Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, August the 7th, 2023, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. And we are talking about a very wet and gloomy Monday morning. Now, I am in the studio this morning. I had an appointment that I have to go to this morning over on this side of town. So I thought, hey, why don't I just go over and do the show from the studio this morning? So the telephone line to hit me up on today is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we're going to have some fun today because last week we had a ton of stuff going on. Last Monday, we broadcast from the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, and we had Governor Celeste on, and we had Mary Ellen on. And then on Tuesday, we had Dr. Feynman on talking about President Harding. And then on Wednesday, we had Jim Blessing on. And President Harding on celebrating the centennial of the death of President Harding. Thursday, we had Sam Donaldson on talking about the Trump indictment. And then Friday, Sean Kraft and Matt Morgan were in here with us. So we just had a very busy week last week, a fun week, but a busy week. So this week, we'll get back to some of the trivia and things we like to do here on the morning show. But definitely a very wet and dreary way to start off the week. Now, a few things I want to talk about today. Now, I don't know who still takes the Marion Star physically, the physical paper that comes to your house, but I was looking online this morning, and there is an article in the Marion Star on the death of President Warren G. Harding, and I don't mean to jump on the Marion Star at all. I like the Marion Star. They've been nice to me over the years. I like Andrew, the reporter there. But there are just some things I do not understand in regard to how things are run in Marion. Not just with the Marion Star, but other groups in Marion. For example, we have talked before that there was a wreath laying at the Harding Memorial on July the 15th. Now, apparently, this was supposed to be in honor of the centennial of the death of President Harding, but it happened 17 days before the actual centennial of his death, and there wasn't really any advertisement at all that it was happening. I talked to people who were very interested in President Harding, and actually, I talked to one person who had actually laid that wreath before, and they didn't even know what was going on. So there was that. Then the actual centennial came last Wednesday. We did our thing here. We had President Harding on. We had Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Harding, on. But other than that, there was a show at the Harding home that night. But really, that was about it. Nothing else going on that day. Well, here we are on August the 7th, 5 days after the centennial of President Warren G. Harding's death. And today, it's in the Marion Star. Now, I don't know if it's on the front page of the Marion Star. I don't know where it falls in the Marion Star. But it is in there today, apparently, 5 days after the centennial. Now, I do understand that they're covering what went on at the Harding home on Wednesday night. But that should tell you something about the turnaround time in the Marion Star. And again, it's not the fault of the Marion Star. It's just the way the newspaper business is now. But something that happens on a Wednesday night does not make the newspaper until Monday morning. So you have to think about how that operates now. And, you know, does it mean anything now, 5 days after the death of President Harding? I don't know. Maybe it does. I guess that's really all I have to say about that. Does anybody else have any problem or wonder about this? hit me up here. I am in the studio today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody see the story on President Harding in the newspaper this morning? Did you see it online? Do you see it actually in the physical paper this morning? Just kind of interesting how things have fallen this year in regard to the centennial of his death. Because really, there's not much more to celebrate after this when it comes to 100-year anniversaries with President Harding. We've done the 100th anniversary of his win as president. We've done his inauguration, the 100th anniversary of that. And now we've done the 100th anniversary of his death. So after this, I really don't know what else there is to celebrate. I guess maybe in 50 years, people can do some things on the 150th anniversary of his death, or the 150th anniversary of his election win or inauguration, but this is where we are now. But if you are a President Harding fan, today would be the day to get the newspaper to go forward with that. So there we go. That's where we are on that. All right. Well, I had a great time this past weekend. This past weekend, I did something I have not done in quite a while. As you know, every year Grandview has their big yard sales, which really draw a big crowd in the Grandview area. So I went out to Grandview, got a golf cart, and went around Grandview looking at the sales. And I will tell you, it was packed out there this past Saturday. Weather was beautiful during the day, and there were cars everywhere and tons of sales set up. So it was kind of fun to go around and see things. You know, at those type of events, what I really like to do is see if there are any antiques or any rare items or any items of interest to me at those particular events. But it was fun riding around in the golf cart, going around Grandview, beautiful weather, had a lot of fun. And I'll tell you something, I really could have gained about 700 pounds during that event, because it seemed like every house I went to, somebody was offering me food. You know, the first house I went to, or maybe it was the second house I went to, they offered me Sloppy Joes and potato chips and dip and cheese cubes and all kinds of stuff. They really had a full spread Saturday. So I had a little bit of that because I had not had lunch. And then I went to another house, and they had shredded chicken sandwiches and just all kinds of stuff. And even ended up on Saturday night having a Tubby's pizza. Now, that was fun, too, because I tell you, I have not had a Tubby's pizza in I don't know how long. I used to get Tubby's pizza when we would do the Friday night show here at the station. A lot of times we would stop by Tubby's pizza, and we would get one and bring it here to the studio. But I had not done that in quite a while. So Saturday, went over and got a Tubby's pizza, and they are just as good as I remember them. So had a lot of fun Saturday night with the Tubby's pizza and the event out in Grandview. Now, also, I want to say that I also went to Sonic on Saturday night. I believe it was Saturday night as well. Now, as many of you know, my favorite dessert in the history of desserts is the Oreo Blizzard from Dairy Queen. And I always say it has to be from Dairy Queen because the other places just don't do it as good. You know, the Freddy's and the Clippers and all these things that they call them at other places. Some people like those, but when it comes to me, if I want a good Oreo Blizzard, I have to go to Dairy Queen. But I will have to say that Sonic does not do a bad, blast. I think they call them blasts at Sonic. Sonic does not do a bad blast. So I actually had a Butterfinger blast at Sonic, and it was very good. Now, here's a little known fact. Now, I don't know if I've brought this up on the show again, in the past, but I'm sure I'm going to do it again here. My favorite candy bar is the Butterfinger. Now, in general, I do not like candy bars really at all. I mean, if somebody puts one in front of me and I'm really hungry or really want something sweet, which is not very often, yes, I'll have a little bit of a candy bar. But My favorite candy bar has always been the Butterfinger. Now, this is odd in a lot of ways because I do not like peanut butter. I am not a big peanut butter person. I could not sit down and eat a peanut butter sandwich. I would not want to eat anything that the majority of the mixture of that dish is peanut butter. I'm just not a peanut butter person. Now, I know that they say that Butterfingers are peanut butter. I don't think a Butterfinger is peanut butter. Butterfinger is orange inside. A Butterfinger candy bar is orange. Now, I'm not sure what it is, but I don't think it's peanut butter, and to me, it doesn't taste like peanut butter. Does anybody agree or disagree with me on this? 740-383-9944. Do you think a Butterfinger is peanut butter? Because I just have never been able to make that connection because I really don't like peanut butter. Now, I'm not saying that I've never had a Reese cup in my life. Obviously, I have. And I'm not saying I've never had a Buckeye in my life. Obviously, I have. And they're okay. But it's just not something I would go out of my way to eat. But a Butterfinger, I love. It's my favorite candy bar. Matter of fact, if you really want to get on my good side, you know, there are a few things you can get. Large Diet Coke from McDonald's, Butterfinger, banana pudding with vanilla wafers in it, things like this, Oreo Blizzard from Dairy Queen. You know, there are a few things that will get on my good side. But I just don't think Butterfinger candy bar is primarily peanut butter. I don't even know that there is peanut butter in there, to be honest with you. They say it's peanut buttery. That's kind of the advertisement, or at least it was at one point for the Butterfinger. It's peanut buttery. But I think when they're saying it's peanut buttery, they're just trying to lure people in who like peanut butter. Because I don't know anything about it being peanut buttery. In any event, 740-383-9944. Are there any foods out there that you don't like that everybody else likes? Because the two that I always get in trouble with are peanut butter and gravy. I really don't like gravy, and I don't like peanut butter. And for some reason, these are foods that allegedly everybody likes. So it seems like every time I bring up either one of these foods, people go, how can you not like peanut butter? How can you not like gravy? I don't know. They're just not something I particularly like. Now, are there any foods out there that you don't like, would absolutely not touch for love nor money? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Okay. Oh, while I was out shopping on Saturday, I'll tell you what I did get. I really only bought one thing, and it was a great big monitor, computer monitor. Because I still use a computer when I'm doing the radio show, and I use a computer when I'm doing editing on videos and things like that. So I still use a computer, and my monitor was just a regular size monitor. So I found this big monitor, and I thought, well, wouldn't that be great to hook up to the computer? Because as you know, as we all get older, it's kind of nice to have a bigger monitor. So have you ever bought something, and then you get it home, and you really don't realize how big it is? When I finally got this monitor plugged in the room where the computer is, it literally took up the whole desk. Now, not width-wise, because it's a flat-screen monitor, but it really took up the whole back of the desk. I mean, honest to goodness, you could see this monitor from the driveway. That's how big it is. And when you go from a standard size monitor to a huge monitor like this, it's a whole new world. So, you know, I can watch television on this monitor. I can watch YouTube on this monitor. I can stream this station on this monitor. I am not missing anything on this monitor. This thing is huge. And I think it's growing on me. You know, in the beginning, when I first hooked it up, I thought, you know, this is just way too big. I don't know if I can get used to this thing. But you know what? I think as the weekend progressed on, I think I've become used to the size of the monitor. So that was a good purchase on Saturday. As I said, I had the Tubby's Pizza. That was great. Kind of took me back to past years having Tubby's Pizza. Did want to mention, of course, all the talk we've done on this station about Issue 1. Tomorrow, August the 8th, we will finally vote on Issue 1 and see what we're going to see what's going to happen there. If you don't know, just a little kind of fill-in here. There's a lot more to this than what I'm about to explain. But essentially what Issue 1 does is if there is an amendment to the Ohio Constitution, it will take 60% of the vote of the people to get that amendment in the Ohio Constitution. If Issue 1 goes down tomorrow, it will remain at just over 50%, majority rule. Now, a lot of money's been put into this. You know, as I was coming up the boulevard this morning to come to the studio here, there's a few houses on the boulevard, at least one that I'm sure of, that has about three or four vote yes on Issue 1 signs in the yard. And certainly we have all seen the campaign against Issue 1. A lot of signs in town saying vote no on Issue 1. There have been television commercials saying vote no on Issue 1, and I've gotten two or three mailers, I think three mailers at least, saying vote no on Issue 1. So, I think it's really going to turn into turnout tomorrow. How many people are going to turn out to vote in August? How many people are going to remember? And which side's going to remember? Now, there are some intricacies to this, as most people will say, who are for it, and most people who are against it will tell you it is about abortion. As we know right now, abortion looks as if it is going to be on the November ballot. They did get enough signatures, but there is a court case right now that's been filed against having that on the November ballot, abortion. So we'll see what happens with that, but that's what a lot of this comes down to tomorrow in regard to Issue 1. So tomorrow's Issue 1, a lot of it has to do with the abortion amendment that is going to be presented in November as we have it now, and I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow. I really am waiting to see what the turnout of voters is like in August. The second week of August. I really want to see what the turnout is like, and I want to see how this thing goes, because I know a lot of people have spent a lot of money here. And I just wonder, I think I know how it will go in Marion County. I don't know how it will go statewide, and statewide is what matters. So we will see what goes on. Obviously, in the more rural counties, it's likely to fail, but what kind of vote will get turned out in Franklin County, will get turned out in Cincinnati, will get turned out in Toledo, will get turned out in Cleveland, that's going to make a big difference. I don't know, and I guess we'll all find out probably Wednesday, but the vote is tomorrow. So if you want to get out and vote, as you always should, no matter how you feel on Issue 1, tomorrow's the day to do it. And, you know, I'm not going to go deep into this either, but, you know, when it comes to abortion, as I have said before, I think at some point, hopefully, we're able to take the stigma off of that. I think if more people were able to tell their stories about why they did it or why they needed to do it, I think it would dispel some of the myth and interest around abortion. And as I've been saying for a long time now, it's hard to say, but here's the thing. I'm not saying I want to tell anybody's secrets, because probably these things were told to me in secret. So I am not one to tell anybody's secrets. But I just wish that it was okay to go on and bring it up and say, well, you know, such and such had an abortion, because I think when you mention somebody's name, it makes it less androgynous. I just think it makes it more personal, and I think that does matter to people. You know, it's easy to say, don't drink and drive. You know, you don't want people to drink and drive because of what could happen. But if you say, Bobby had a drink and drove, and got into a horrible accident that maybe took Bobby's life, and you know Bobby, well, then it becomes more personal. Now, I'm not saying it changes anybody's mind. It just becomes more personal. And I think that's what I would hope would happen with abortion one day. And also, I really, truly, in my heart, do not believe that people are going to judge people for this. I mean, really? Do you think people would judge people 20 years later for something that they have done 20, 30, 40 years later? Do you think people are going to go back and say, well, you're an awful person because you did that 20 or 30 or 40 years ago? I don't know that that would happen. I really don't. So that's issue one, and that's where it'll all go tomorrow. And I guess we'll see what happens. Again, if you have any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 minutes past the hour. Now, I did have two interesting events while I was out at the yard sales on Saturday. I was driving around in the golf cart with somebody, and I was stopped at one of the yard sales on the side of the road. And as I'm stopped there, a car pulls up beside me and says, "What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here." Well, of course, it was one of our listeners giving me a hard time, so I appreciate that. But the other event that happened on Saturday, which I thought was maybe more profound, because I really never get to spend a whole lot of time talking to the listeners of this station unless it's on air, or maybe I see them in public. Well, I was down at one of these sales, again, with somebody I was hanging around with on Saturday, and I'm down at one of these sales, and I was talking to the person I was with at the sale, and I heard somebody say at this yard sale, garage sale, whatever you want to call it, "Hey, I would recognize that voice anywhere," and it was one of our listeners. And they just said, well, you know, they listen to the show every morning, so I'm sure they're listening out there this morning. I thank them for being out there. And I said, boy, I bet you get tired of this voice after a while, hearing it every morning. And they were very nice and said no. And there was a lady, must have been a coworker, with the lady who was talking to me. And she just said, "I want to thank you and your station for giving out all the prizes and playing all the games, because I have a son who is autistic. And we don't have a lot of money. So I've been able to take him places and do things that I probably would not be able to afford because of your station." And you know, I never thought about that. I never thought about things like that happening. So, you know, I guess I want to do more trivia and give away more things because we want people to go places and be able to have fun. And things are expensive. And that was something very nice to hear, I guess is what I should say. So I'm so glad I met that woman, and I thank her for the nice words. We had a great time here on Friday. Boy, we had a lot of people in here. Sean Kraft was in on Friday. Pastor Craig was in. Matt Morgan was in. We did the show on Friday night, got into a lot of topics, had a lot of fun. Now, the only thing I want to mention about that, and we will do it again this Friday, by the way, Pastor Craig, again, will be on Friday morning from 11:15 until 12 p.m., and the Exchange Club will be on from 12:15 to 1 p.m. with Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself. And then on Friday night, we'll have the Friday Night Live show, which will be myself, Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and I believe Carrington Nelson will be returning this week after a three-week absence, so it'll be good to hear from her. But here's what I want to bring up, because for some reason, as of late, this subject has come up a lot on the Friday morning show and the Friday evening show. And it's the indication that I might have a fear of marriage because I've never been married. Now, here's what I want to say about this, because I think sometimes I come off a little wrong in the conversations, because, you know, sometimes they are funny conversations and we're all trying to say funny things. But in an honest moment, I don't really have a fear of marriage. If I met somebody that I really liked and I wanted to get married, I would. I don't think I would have a fear of it. All I'm saying is that the people that I have been involved with in the past, I really did not want to marry. Now, that's not their fault. It's probably just more with me The fault lies with me and the things I was doing at the time as to why I did not want to marry them. Or maybe I looked at their life and I said, well, you know, I don't think maybe they should be married, especially to me. And that's just not a good thing. Doesn't mean they're not good people. They're good people. I don't think I've ever been in a relationship with somebody who I didn't consider a good person. Why would I be in a relationship if I thought they were a bad person? So it's not really a fear of marriage that I have. It's just more, I've never really met anybody that I wanted to be married to. Now, you never know. I could meet somebody tomorrow who maybe I want to be married to, and then I'd be off and running. I just think in the past, that was never the case. Now, I will say this, and I don't know if I've ever said this on the air. There was one person, one time, that I actually did consider it with. I thought, you know, this might be somebody who would be good to be married to. And that's about as far as it ever got. There never was a proposal. There never was a ring. There never was anything like that. But there was one person who it did cross my mind at one point that, you know, I could be around this person for the rest of my life. I could marry this person. So I really don't think it's a fear of marriage. I think it's just more... I'm cautious. I don't like the idea of rushing into marriage. I guess I should say that too. You know, if you don't know the person a year and you propose to them, see, that to me is baffling because I wonder, what do you really know about this person? Are you just trying to make sure that they're yours? And, you know, that love at first sight thing, I don't know if that happens. I mean, maybe it does. See, I can't poo-poo that either because... here I'll say I've never been in love at first sight, but then I'll run into somebody and maybe I will be in love at first sight. All the people I've run into in life, I've never had love at first sight. But no fear of marriage, just more, maybe it's just the lack of material that I have had to deal with. But by the way, all the girls have been very nice. I think I still have nice relationships with them for the most part. And at one point, there was one person who I did kind of consider someone I would marry. Now, obviously, that person is no longer around now, so good thing I didn't marry them, but I did think about it at one point. So, there you are. 740-383-9944. I think we have finally covered the waterfront now this morning. On this dreary Monday morning, does anybody have anything to say about anything? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I heard somebody walked out on you Friday night.
Well, we had an interesting event. How'd you hear about that?
Well, I don't know what to say.
What? No, did it come from a private source?
No, Sarah told Judy.
Oh, Sarah told Judy.
And yeah. Judy told me.
So it was kind of, it became big news, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I forgot all about it. I wish I would listen to it now.
Yeah, well, what happened was on Friday, and I don't know how deep it ended up being nothing. But what happened on Friday night, and I honestly don't even remember what the conversation was now, but it was Pastor Craig and Sean and Matt and myself. And, well, why don't you tell me what you heard about it besides the fact that somebody walked off? Because I'm trying to remember exactly what happened.
Oh, that's all I know. Judy hasn't heard any more from Sarah.
Yeah, well,
Sarah
what?
Just said that we missed an interesting show.
Yeah, well.
Somebody walked out. I don't know if Judy must not caught who walked out.
Well, yeah, well, what happened? And this all happened in the first hour. It happened at the end of the first hour. I believe we were back in the conversation about should we honor President Harding. I honestly think that's the conversation we were having. And it got a little heated, but not really all that heated. I mean, it wasn't anything totally out of the blue. And Sean did get up and walk off. Now, he didn't call anybody any names. It wasn't like that. He just got up and walked out of the room. And we went to break like 5 minutes later. And he came back, and everything was fine. And I think it may have been half a joke. To be honest with you, it was just a very interesting moment as obviously Sarah has conveyed. But yeah, it was interesting, and he was here the entire second hour, so it wasn't like there was any hard feelings or anything like that. So that's about what I can say. It turned in, I think, to a much bigger event than I thought it would when he walked out.
Wait. You two was disagreeing or something?
Well, it wasn't me. I think he was in a disagreement with Matt and Pastor Craig on... And I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. I think it was, should Harding have a statue? Was Harding a good president? And then it got... I think we kind of drifted into the Cardinal conversation, and that's when it happened. But nobody was yelling or screaming at each other. It's not like anybody was saying anything bad. He just, you know, I don't know... It's hard to explain. Just kind of got up and walked out. It was only for about 5 minutes because the hour was almost over anyway. And he came right back after the break, and it was fine.
Oh, that's good. It wasn't enough major then.
No. It wasn't a big blow-up or anything. I think it... You know, I don't want to speak for any of them because, I mean, I was here and I know what transpired, but I don't want to speak because, to be honest with you, I think Sean came back and said, hey, it's, I didn't mean it. I don't even really know what that conversation was like because, to be honest with you, I was in the restroom when it happened. So, after Sean came back, I went to the restroom and then apparently a conversation happened between... I believe it was Sean and Pastor Craig and probably Matt because he was still in the room. Now, this all happened during the break, and I really don't know what it was, but I think basically Sean was saying I was just kidding. It wasn't a big thing, so I'll go along with that. I mean, there was no animosity. Nobody, and we were here after the show. It wasn't like people were angry with each other. So I honestly don't know. It was an entertaining show to listen to, I'll say that.
Yeah, I wish I would have listened to it Friday.
Yeah, and then maybe you could judge what you thought happened. Maybe we'll get a listener in to tell us what they thought. So do you have any opinions on issue one tomorrow? Do you think it's going to pass or not?
I hope it doesn't pass.
There's certainly a lot of money being spent. I saw, again, it was on the front page of the paper yesterday. What do you make of President Harding finally getting in 5 days after the centennial to the paper?
Well, that's good.
Better late than never, right?
Yeah, maybe because you called them out. They got around doing it.
Maybe. Whatever it took, I'm glad it happened. Carrington will be back this week. Are you excited for Carrington's return on Friday night?
Yeah, she really does good.
Yeah,
she speaks right up, and well, you can hear her too. It's not like Matt, you know. He gets a little bit sometimes where you can't hear him very good.
Yeah, Carrington's got a very strong voice, and I did run into her last week, so I know she's expected to come back and be permanent starting this Friday, so I'm looking forward to that. You know what's interesting? Our good friend Abby's out there listening this morning. A dear friend of mine, and this is how dear a friend she is. She's telling me I'm full of beans. Now, I don't know, here's two things I don't know about that. Number one, I can't believe she used the word beans because I know how she talks, and I'm shocked that she used the word beans. You're full of beans. And number two, I'm not exactly sure what she's telling me I'm full of beans about because I don't know. But maybe she'll let us know here in a second what I'm full of beans about. But you know how Abby is.
Yeah, she needs to get back on the air.
Yeah, we want to have her. Maybe she'll be able to come in some Friday now that we're doing Exchange Club again with Pastor Craig and Matt. And last week, Sean was even in here for that. So maybe she can come in and join us some Friday.
Karen's going to be there, so it's not like she'll be the only female.
Oh, yeah, she'd fit right in with the bunch. You know, of course, Carrington's a lot younger than her,
right.
Half her age, but that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I did want to ask you something else here. What was the other thing I wanted to ask you about? We did Harding. We did issue one. I don't remember what the other thing I was going to ask was. Oh, the marriage thing. Now, did I describe thoroughly this morning my take on marriage since it continues to come up over the years?
Yeah, I think, you know, it sounds about right. You know, it's similar to my feelings. You know, I've never met the right woman that I wanted to marry. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like I said this morning, I think it was kind of a confession. At one point, there was a girl that I probably did want. It crossed my mind. Let me say that. It crossed my mind. I thought, you know, this girl would not be bad to marry. But it immediately went out of my mind because clearly nothing ever happened with that. And I'm glad I didn't because obviously we're not together today. So obviously the marriage would have ended the other way. But I don't think it's a fear of marriage. I think that's what I don't like, that people think I have a fear of it. It's not a fear. It's just I just don't want to marry somebody to marry them. I don't want to do it just because that's the thing to do. I would only want to do it if I really want to do it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's, at least you're not out there having kids by, you know, different women, you know.
No, there's as far as I know, I have no kids.
You know, that's what I hate. You know, I don't care if you don't want to get married, but you know, you don't need to be bringing kids in without fathers and you know, single parent households and you know, relying on government assistance and stuff because you know, one parent can't make the money. You know, it's you know, there's nothing wrong with not wanting to get married, but you know, being responsible, you know, too.
Right.
I hate to see people that do that.
Well, and we're just getting an update here from Abby. Now, she did clarify to me that she normally would not use the word beans, but the word she would use, I can't use on the radio, which is true. I can't use the word that she would use there, but she did clarify. And but I think the question she's saying I'm full of beans about is, I think so, because she said, yeah, who were you almost going to marry? So maybe she's saying I'm full of beans that I really was never almost going to marry anybody and that I do have a fear of marriage. I don't know. I think that's what she's saying, but it's really not true. I did at one point, first of all, let me say this. All the girls I've ever been in relationships with have been perfectly fine. They have been nice girls. I don't think I've ever had an argument in a relationship. I'm just not an argumentative person. I think they would all say that. If you would talk to somebody I've been in a relationship with, they would say we never had an argument. And that's true. And I don't know. They've all been fine. So I don't really, it just, with one of them at one point, I thought, you know, this might, you know how they say, this might be the one. I had one of those moments. But my moment cleared up rather quickly, where I said, yeah, I don't think so. I just don't think so. I don't think this would work long term. So, you know, it's not a fear. And maybe I'll meet somebody tomorrow who I would want to marry. And it would just be my first marriage. So, you know, I think getting started this late in life would be something.
Well, some people have to be married, you know, to be happy, but...
Well, I just can't see knowing somebody less than a year and proposing to them. Honestly, for me, it would take probably longer than that. But I don't think you know somebody in a year. I just really don't. And that's not a slash on anybody who did that. I just really think it takes a long time to really learn somebody fully.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
You know, Abby's listening in the car with her son. And her son I like a whole lot. Kaysen. So, Kaysen, good morning. I'm glad you're out there with your mom this morning. And he's asking why I'm stuttering. Well, it's hard to explain this because I don't want to say the girl's name. Because, obviously, at this point, it's past history. But, you know, I would if, yeah, I think I thought about it. Let's say that. And you know, that's all it was.
Well, maybe you'll get those thoughts again if you meet somebody.
Maybe. But you know what? I don't think I'm full of beans by saying that. I mean, I think it's genuine that I probably would have married somebody at some point.
Well, the girls, you know, they can still dream. You know, you're still available.
They're right. They can still dream. The girls can still dream. I'm still available. I'm still alive at this point. Wait, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Now, did anybody else hear the walkout on Friday that can explain this better than I can? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I'm glad Abby and Kason are having a great time in the car this morning. They're cracking up. I don't know what more to say. You know, I don't have a script about anything I'm talking about this morning. So if I'm not articulating this as well as maybe I should, well, you know, Abby's saying some interesting stuff. Time isn't relevant when you know, you know. I just don't know. I think you got to know the person, and I'm not taking a knock at anybody, and I'm not swiping anybody here. I'm just saying I think this is why we might have big divorce rates, because you really don't know the person. You don't really get what they might be. It just takes a while to know somebody. I think in the beginning of the relationship, what you're really feeding off of is the newness of it and the difference of it and so on and so forth. But Friday night show or any of this, go ahead, caller.
Hey, just to clarify my good name, I was listening to you all, and Judy McBooty called me. And I listened to you on my listening device, so it cut in. It wasn't like I called her, you know, like, oh, you got to change. But when she called me, I said, hey, I got to go. They're fighting. It's getting good.
Well, no, I don't think anybody was besmirching your name there. I think people just want to know, who weren't listening, as to what might have happened. Well, for somebody who heard it, what's your take on it?
It's just like you said. It seemed like, I almost thought that when he walked out, it was like a joke, because he came right back.
Yeah, he was back right out. He came, and during the break, because we ended up going right to the break, I mean, he was back here within minutes.
Right.
So, I mean, nobody was yelling at each other. Nobody was continuing an argument. It was just, maybe it was a joke. I mean, I was in the restroom when it was all discussed. I ended up going to the restroom because that's what I do on the break, if you ever want to know. And
inquiring minds do want
to
know.
Well, I try to fill in everybody on everything. And I went to the restroom, and when I came back, everything was all smoothed over. And I think it had been said that it was a joke. And you know what? I'm willing to go along with that.
Okay, now enough of this lighthearted nonsense. Now back to the heavy stuff. Have you ever thought about interviewing someone who's had an abortion and it ruined their lives and they carried guilt and pain and shame with them years and years later?
Oh, no, yes. I think that they probably do. Have I interviewed somebody? I interviewed the woman. Who have I interviewed? I'm sure I've interviewed somebody who's had an abortion. I'm sure I have. Yes, but I guess maybe that's what people need to hear, I guess, is what I'm saying. Maybe it's...
I mean, there's two sides to every story. Okay, gotta go. Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, this is interesting, and I don't know if she wants me to say it on the air, but since she wrote it, I'm going to say it anyway. Abby has said she was with her first husband for 6 years before getting married. Now, all I'm going to say, and obviously that did not last forever, but here's what I'm going to say is I think that was a high school romance, and I think that's different than when you're an adult. I think a lot of high school romances end because you're coming into your adulthood, you're trying to find out what you want to be, and I think your personality does change and your outlook does change as you get into life. So I think high school relationships are different. Plus, when you're in high school, you're probably not living together. You may not even be driving when you first meet each other. It's just a different type of relationship. But I'm saying when you're an adult and you meet somebody, it's fine. If you want to get married within a year, I am not the arbiter of marriage. But I'm saying I don't think you really know the person, because all people who've been divorced, and there's nothing wrong with being divorced, I'm not judging it, I'm just saying all people who have been divorced obviously found something in that relationship somewhere along the line where they thought, well, this ain't the person I want to be with forever. Which, again, is perfectly fine. So I think you've got to really know the person. And all the people who I've known who've got divorces after high school, the majority of those people have had very short engagements, knowing the person very little. You know, the love bomb. I don't have to explain the love bomb. You get love bombed in the beginning. They're buying everything. They're telling you you're the greatest. Nobody's better than you. You're the one. I've never met anybody like you. I'm buying dinner. You know, and that's not reality when you get in a couple years. So, all that being said, apparently my stage in that was like 5 minutes. I thought, well, I could marry that girl. And then it just blew right out of my brain. So I didn't have to go through the divorce and everything. But I'm glad Abby's out there, and I'm glad Kaysen's out there, and I'm glad Sarah's out there, and I'm glad Lee's out there, and I'm glad you're out there. And we might come back and talk more about this and all kinds of other great stuff after this short but important break. Don't you dare go anywhere on this rainy Monday.
Answer for both of them. But, you know, I mean, when Ted Cruz announced, everybody, the Democrats were like, oh, bring it on, baby. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you, Joy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This is a man who's had a long relationship with boxing. He is HBO boxing analyst, Larry Merchant. Larry, how are you?
I'm good.
You say you will be rooting for Pacquiao. Who's going to win? We're far